On to the fourth. It starts with Cam Miller here for Speckville. As the first pitch, Cam swings through. Second pitch in there for a strike. It'll be Miller, Schmitz, and Holthaus. Cam on base twice. RBI single his last time up. He has scored each time he has reached base, representing a third of the Richmond runs as the two-strike pitch missing low from Chase Oslin, moving our count to 1-2.
The only base runner Oslin's allowed, the first man he walked, Kirby. Otherwise, he's been perfect coming on in relief of right-hander Ben Sickler.
As the 1-2 pitch to Miller, that is hit in the air to left. Over into the corner is Max Sickler. He will make the catch to retire Miller for out number one.
You know, right with that swing, I believe that 295 now, because you look at a park that's 320, 330, that's a routine fly ball for a left fielder, and he was not that far away from the warning track there.
No. No, he wasn't. Cole Schmitz into the batter's box. Cole with the two-run single his last time up. He was hit by a pitch. First time up, Oslin's first offering to Cole. Off speed in there for a strike. Pitch in for a strike to Cole Schmitz. Continued his hot region with that big two RBI single. One strike pitch. That is in there for a strike as well. Cole looking back at the umpire saying, "You kidding me?" Asking if it was on the swing, or he said no, it was a called strike. So Schmitz in a hole. As Oslin right back, his two-strike offering to Schmitz, that's missing low, moving our count to 1-2. So a zone from an umpire that we thought was small earlier, Randy.
And he didn't call that low strike.
No, he didn't. Maybe growing a tad. One away, 6-2 Richmond here in the fourth. 1-2 pitch is fouled. Cole chunking that one off the umpire, moving our count to 1-2. Ump's going to go take a little walk. Maybe got him in that shoulder pad. Still stings, though, I bet.
I think it does.
Yeah. 1-2 the count. Catcher Johnson out for a little walk. He's back behind the dish right now. Two in the first, four in the second for the Royals. As Oslin's 1-2 pitch, that's hit foul up the first base line off the hand of Dylan Jude. Jude doesn't have all that armor on him this time, Randy. So 1-2 the count. Oslin right back, his 1-2 pitch to Schmitz. That is a check swing. Another chance for Jude.
Boy, Cole's waiting for that fastball, Kirby, right in his zone. Can tell. He's just got that drool running down his face looking at that left field wall. That left fielder is dang near. He's got his pants attached to the wall.
1-2 pitch, chopped foul by Schmitz. That was an off speed.
He is right there. It's like he's only got to go back like three steps and he's going to touch it.
Don't you think they would play in a little farther? Like anything's hit over his head, he's easily going to be able to get to that ball. Dusty was kind of playing that deep too. 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed by Schmitz. It's dropped by the catcher, Johnson. He picks it up, throws, and Schmitz is out at first base. We're going to say foul ball here, though.
I thought I heard a foul tip.
Base umpire saying foul tip. Schmitz catches a break here. The catcher, Trevor Johnson, looking right away, saying why would he run if it was a foul ball? It's a pretty valid point.
Dylan Jude had collected two baseballs, so he flipped them to Cole. And Cole brings back a couple baseballs yet. I want this ball.
So 1-2, we'll do it over again. Schmitz to be followed by Sam Holthaus for the Royals here in the fourth inning. As Chase Oslin rocks and fires his 1-2 pitch to Schmitz. That pitch missing high. Oh, they say Cole went, unable to check his swing, and it's out number two. Third strikeout for Chase Oslin.
Cole couldn't hold up on that pitch. It was up by his eyes.
That was the heater you were talking about, yeah. Runtz, that he was waiting for, and he finally found one. As two away quickly, and Sam Holthaus looks at a first pitch curveball for a strike.
Waiting for Sam to put some hits out on the field there, Kirby. Swings hard through that strike zone.
Hit by a pitch and walk thus far as he looks at a strike and now looks at a ball to even it up at 1-1. One and one the count with two away here in the fourth inning. Richmond by four. Pitch to Holthaus just off the plate. Moving our count to 2-1. 2-1 the count. Holthaus walked with the bases loaded in the first inning and was hit by a pitch in the second inning. Randy, that was that kind of controversy as Holthaus fouls this one off at home.
Right.
Evening it up at 2-2 where Sam dropped the elbow guard, dropped the bat, and ran to first base. I thought he thought it was ball four, but it was only ball three. And he said, no, it hit me. And Blaine said, well, why don't you go ask the base umpire, to the plate umpire, who had no indication that it hit Sam. And the base umpire said it did hit him. As the 2-2 pitch to Holthaus, fouled off the press box.
Wow.
We cannot get hit here, Randy.
That's correct, Kirby. Yeah.
So you can breathe.
The public address announcer saying, ouch.
Yeah. That's a very small press box, too. It's a small target.
I'm sure there were some scattering of bodies in there.
2-2 offering to Holthaus. Off-speed pitch missing outside. Half of the Knights were on their way to the dugout. Umpire deeming it missed outside. Fills it up at 3-2.
Oslin thought he had strike three.
3-2 the count to the Royals first baseman. Two away. As Oslin's payoff pitch to Holthaus, that's high for a ball, and Sam is aboard without a hit for the third consecutive time. Walk hit by pitch, walk for Holthaus. And it'll be up to Justin Schrader here in the fourth inning.
Justin, the last Richmond Royal to not face Oslin yet. He hit that double off of Sickler.
Knocking Sickler out of the game. Off the Frandrup Masonry. You're welcome, Frandrup Masonry, for the free advertisement here on Chasm. As that pitch missing high for a ball to Schrader. Two in the first, four in the second for Richmond. Two on the board for Hinckley, coming on a two-run home run by T.J. Johnson in the second inning. 1-0 the count as Oslin back out under the rubber. His 1-0 pitch to Schrader, big swing and a miss over the curveball. Evens it up at 1-1.
Second baseman Corey Schmidt, Kirby. He ends up probably 6 feet on the grass yet after the pitch is delivered.
It's a big guy for a second baseman, huh?
It is. It is. I don't know. It just seems like there's a little bit of a lip there. I don't know if I'd want to field a ground ball that way.
1-1 the count. Oslin set his pitch to Schrader. That's fouled at home. Justin hitting one off of himself once again. Moving our count to 1-2. Winner of this one gets Dumont next Sunday at 1:30. If memory serves me, it's Faribault, the location. 1-2 the count. A friend of mine nodding yes that is the correct location. I'll leave her name off the air per her request as Schrader falls this one back to the netting, keeping our count at 1-2.
Well, you can release her initials.
It might she might get a half blush out of that if I pop that on there. So 1-2, the count remains. Holthaus leads from first. He walked here with two away. As Oslin's 1-2 pitch, Schrader gets under this one, skying it in the infield at shortstop. Isaiah Brennan calling. He will catch in front of the bag at second to retire Schrader. And that does it for Richmond here in the fourth. They score no runs on no hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We've played 3.5. 6-2 our score on to the bottom of the fourth inning. Royals up by four. You'll hear it in a minute and a half on KASM.
The store is so big, the beer is so cold, the freezer is filled with ice, and the wine selection is so huge. And it's all so close to home at Brinke's Liquor, Highway 23, Richmond, a family-owned business for 65 years. Brinke's Liquor can help when it comes to planning parties. Gary, Scott, and their employees take pride in servicing their customers' beverage needs. For that perfect thrown pitch every time, stop by Brinke's Liquor, Highway 23, Richmond, open 7 days a week.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. Innovative technology, the leader in our community, Albany Mutual Telephone, proudly connecting you to the world for 70 years. As your local hometown service provider, we offer digital TV service with a crystal clear picture, phone service, and unparalleled internet speeds. Thank you for choosing us. We look forward to serving you. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home.
Thanks for joining the Hall of Famer and I here on your Sunday nights. We're at Jack Ruhr Field in Meesville for the 99th edition of the State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Sean Osmus, TJ Johnson, Lucas Willis due up for the Hinkley Knights as the first pitch hit foul down the third baseline by Osmus. Runs he cracked a sharp single up the gut, his first at bat in the second inning, then did some trotting on the long, long, long ball by TJ Johnson.
This is an important part of the game here, too, right now. Second time through for Chocola.
Luke couldn't get on top of the off-speed pitch, missing, so it's 1-1.
He knows a little bit about their first at-bats, Kirby, and now Cole Schmitz, he's going to rely on him maybe to pitch a little differently to him.
1-1 pitch that is chopped foul. So Osmus, I think it was maybe the first pitch of the inning last time up in the second, or first pitch to him that he cracked a single right up the gut, so I would assume that would have been a fastball, and Cole's looking for Uncle Charlie right now.
Yes, he is.
I'd say the next guy won't get a heater either. As Jokula rocks and fires, 1-2 offering. That's popped up, fouling out of play. Count stays put at 1-2. One and two the count. Osmus, Johnson, Willis. Four-run Royal lead. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Off-speed, slow bender right there, Randy. His hook a little sharper than that normally. Luke taking some off that one, getting his second punch out in as many batters.
We've seen that in Luke's outings that he has had success of lately, Kirby. That breaking ball gets better and better as the game goes on, and I think he gets more comfortable in throwing it.
TJ Johnson into the batter's box. Joko's first offering. That pitch swung on and missed with a changeup right there. TJ comes up empty. Destroyed a two-run home run over the scoreboard and high wall in left field. Back in the second inning, that represents the runs for Hinkley thus far. As the one-strike pitch missing, evening it up at 1-1. Jokula's 1-1 offering to Johnson, bouncing up to the plate. Moving our count to 2-1. Luke has scattered three hits. Had a clean 1-2-3 first, and then there was a single in the third. Other than that, obviously the two-run home run he allowed to this guy. Been all right. As the 2-1 pitch, that's on the corner now, 3-1. Just coincidentally, the same exact count it was when Johnson went big fly in the second. Jokula's 3-1 pitch, that's high ball four. And if you're cheering for the Royals, Randy, you're maybe saying, not the worst idea.
Not the worst idea. I'm surprised he didn't throw more breaking balls at bat, though, Kirby.
He tried, but bounced the one, spiked that one, and he had that off-speed. Oh, it was a changeup, I guess, for the first pitch. So a man on, a man out. Lucas Willis to the plate. He's the right fielder for Hinkley. First offering is in there for a strike from Jokula.
The only left-handed stick, the only lefty-lefty combination here, Kirby. Otherwise, everybody else bats from the right side.
Richmond's got five lefties in their lineup. Hinkley with just the one. As Jokula picks over, back safely at first is TJ Johnson. Adams real deep in left. Carter Thielen, pretty standard positioning in center. Miller straight away in right. As Jokula is offering, that pitch is missing to even it up at 1-1. I almost thought that pitch looked better than the first one.
I agree. Again, our angle here, we can't really tell up, down.
No, not amazing. Lucas Willis calling time. Like the fourth time that a Hinkley batter has called time in the batter's box. One on, one out. Jokula's 1-1 pitch. That is bounced to Cole Schmitz. It actually got past him, but it was knocked down by the plate umpire. So Richmond catches a break, leaving Johnson at first base. 2-1 our count now. Willis was walked back in the second inning, forced out at second on a double play ball off the bat of the guy on deck, Jared Brennan. As Jokel is set, he'll pick over once again, and back safely standing is TJ Johnson. 6-2 our score. Region 15 seed 2-0 this weekend. El Rosa with a 3-1 victory over Montgomery. As Jokel is 2-1 pitch, that missing down and away, now 3-1. And then Saturday, last night, we had Watkins with the eighth inning heroics in their victory over the Pierce Lakers. Watkins with a 6-5 win over Pierce. 3-1 the count. Jokel a ball away from walking back-to-back guys, and that's what he did, bouncing one in there. So he gets the strikeout to start the inning. Now back-to-back walks, and that'll get Blaine Ottman out of the dugout to go have a word with his brother-in-law. Gives me an opportunity to let you know this game brought to you by our sports boosters, Albany and Richmond A&W, El Rosa Lumber, Lake Henry Implement, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Greenwald Pub, Central Minnesota Realty, Shady's Long Shots, Dairyland Supply, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Peps Pork, Erkins Water, Albany Chrysler Center, West Central Sanitation, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Farmers and Merchant State Bank, Rambo, Columbia Gear, B&S Excavating, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Queen Bee's, Plantberg's Processing, and Bricky's Liquor. Those fine businesses making this broadcast possible for us here on your Sunday. Meeting of the Minds has come to an end as looks like Adam Neibauer making his way down to the Royal Bullpen, Randy.
You have those pitchers. Get them ready.
No sense in leaving anyone in too long. When you got Neibauer, Winkles, still got Justin Schrader.
You got Brady Kenning they drafted.
Brady Kenning they drafted. Dusty Adams, Blaine. Plenty of options. First pitch of ball to Brennan. And guess what? A Hinkley hitter calls time. Huh. Scoreboard says strike. That wasn't a strike, was it?
Didn't look like
it. Didn't think so either. As Jokula comes home. His pitch, that's hit in the air down the left field line. That ball will turn foul in the corner, but got barrel on that one. Did Jared Brennan.
When the number 8 hitter swings like that, Kirby.
Hard-hitting lineup would tell me.
Uh-huh.
It's 1-1 the count. Brennan hit that double play ball to Elshire. Back in the second inning. Jokel is set. His 1-1 offering that is bunted or missing a bunch right there for Brennan. He's in a hole at 1-2.
Brennan, the number 8 hitter.
He just hit one pretty hard in the left field corner. And
you're seeing the ball good. Why would you do that?
Works for Jokel as he gets the strike. As Luke set, he'll come home. His 1-2 pitch off speed bouncing up to Schmitz, and Cole gobbles that one up. Evening it up at 2-2. Cole's starting to get peppered a little bit here, runs.
Yeah, and you just wonder how long can Cole Schmitz do that, Kirby, because sooner or later the law of averages says one of those is going to get by him.
6-2 Richmond here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Jokel is 2-2 offering. There's another one bounced up to Cole that he knocks down. Fills it up at 3-2, and Jokes has already got 2 walks in the inning. 3 on the evening. Full count right now. Runners stay put. The payoff pitch, that's hit in the air to center field. Carter Thielen has it measured in left center in the shade. He makes the catch, quickly gets it into Adam Bacchus. Staying put at second base is TJ Johnson, and Jokula gets big out number 2.
Yeah, I mean, Jokula forced to come with fairly good to Brennan, and Brennan unfortunately gets underneath it.
Bring Isaiah Brennan to the plate. Brennan bounced out to Adam Bacchus to end the second inning. His only plate appearance thus far. At second, still TJ Johnson. First, Lucas Willis. As the first offering from Jokula, missing low, scooped up this time by Cole Schmitz for ball 1. A little laboring fourth inning for Luke. Not out of it yet either. As the 1-0 pitch, that's in there for a strike. To even it up at 1-1. Richmond will have Buddy Adams Thielen, 6-7-8, due up once we get to the top of the fifth. Kirby and Randy with you on KASM, State Tournament Baseball, on your Sunday. That pitch popped up right side. Holthaus over for a look. It's foul, and that ball will drop foul as the count moves to 1-2 to the ninth place hitting, Isaiah Brennan.
Yeah, just goes off a side fence, Kirby. I think that's a temporary fence for the state tournament, isn't it? I think normally there would be more land in play down there. They brought in that state board trailer. It just looks like there'd be more field in play.
Sure. So 1-2 the count. And Stroklo looking to get out of the fourth. Scott Free keep his team up by 4. 2 men on for Hinckley. As Luke Sett checks the runner at second base. The 2-strike pitch missing down and in, evening it up at 2-2. Doesn't want to fill it up because then Johnson and Willis get head starts from second and first. 2-2 the count. As Jokula, the left-hander, is 2-2 offering. That's hit in the air, fouled on the right field line. That one will twist out of play as well. And we'll do the 2-2 over again. Neibauer has, I guess he is still throwing. I looked down there and he hadn't thrown in a while. He's letting it go down in the left field corner. 2-2. Jokula set his 2-2 offering. That's missing inside, and it will fill up at 3-2. So Johnson will leave early from second base. Willis will leave early from first. Each of those men walked this inning. And we'll see if the Knights of Hinckley can make it hurt. 3-2 the count. Jokula set. He comes home. His payoff pitch is low, ball 4, and he's walked them loaded. And now we get to the top of the order, Randy.
And those last two pitches by Luke were almost identical, just missing on the inside part of the plate. A little bit low and inside. So Blaine's going to stick with his starter here. Leadoff man coming to the plate.
Could be the last batter Luke faces either way right here as Sickler into the batter's box. Jokula's first offering to Sickler is on the corner for a very important strike number 1. Sickler thus far has flown out to Thielen in right center and Adams in deep left.
Jokula
deep for Meesville. Sorry, Randy.
Jokula pitching to preserve that 6-2 Richmond lead.
His 1-strike offering. This is popped up right side. Buddy will call. Kyle will catch. And Jokula issues 3 walks, but he strands all 3 runners for Hinckley in the fourth. No runs, no hits. There were no Richmond errors. 3 Knights left on base. We have played 4. 6-2 in favor of Richmond. On to the fifth in a minute and a half. State Tournament Baseball on Chasm Radio.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're
your dealer. Good luck to the Richmond Royals here at the Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament. Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation, and we're proud of the Stearns County teams that made it to the state playoffs. Amateur baseball is as good as it gets, and West Central Sanitation is proud to sponsor these broadcasts so the fans back home can listen to the play-by-play. Slide in a home and call us today for any of your waste and recycling needs. Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and Amateur Baseball, a winning team.
When it comes to a fun night out with friends, a quick bite with the family, or just stopping in to wet your whistle on a hot day on the water, the answer time and time again is Shady's Long Shots on Highway 23 between Cold Spring and Richmond. Shady's has daily specials that keep customers coming back. Tuesday, it's $5 tacos and $3 margaritas. Wednesday, 3-piece chicken dinner for $8. Thursday, it's wings and $3 rails and domestic beer. Fun is always going on at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring. Wishing best of luck to all of our local teams participating in this year's 2022 State Amateur Baseball Tournament.
On to the fifth here in Meesville. It's Jack Ruhr Field, early scoring for Richmond. They've had a couple blanks since that 2-4 they put up in the first and second. Hinckley with a 2-spot in the bottom of the second, coming off a 2-run bomb by TJ Johnson. It's maintenance inning here, Randy. So they're finishing up the dragging of the infield as Kyle Buddy will lead things off for Richmond. Kyle with a fly out to first to end the first inning and a walk in the second. KB 0 for 1 on the evening.
Every team does a little different. Sometimes it's between the top and the bottom of the fifth curb.
Dundas went third and sixth.
Third and sixth inning.
Two maintenance innings. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So Buddy will lead things off. I mentioned Bacchus in the state tournament experience. This guy's no slouch for state tournament at-bats. Royal starter in 12, 13, 14, and 18. Plus, he's got one more on Adam starting last year on the 2021 team.
And he's got a high school state championship.
And he's got a high school state championship.
Absolutely.
First pitch missing for a ball from Olson. Second pitch missing for a ball from Olson. 2-0 the count. Kyle looking to get on and get moving here for the Royals. Bats went a little quiet in the third and fourth as Chase Oslin settled in. His 2-0 offering to Buddy. That's hit on the ground towards second. Fielded there by Schmidt. He flips over to first, 4-3, to retire Buddy for out number one.
Yeah, Corey Schmidt over at second, Kirby. I bet you he's that 6'3", 6'4", just husky dude. Made the play.
Big target for the Royals to hit it to, I guess. Brings Dusty Adams to the plate. Dusty's got all those state tournament appearances that Kyle does. The consistent starters for Richmond since that this 20s, 10s, and 20s state tournament runs would be Schmitz, Adams, and Buddy. As the first pitch missing, as did the second pitch to Dusty Adams. One of our proud sponsors here for Richmond State Tournament Baseball. As the 2-0 pitch to Dusty, fouled that straight back, 2-1.
You know, many Royals fans will know Dusty as an outfielder here the last few years. And I mean, he's got a lot of miles on his left arm, doesn't he?
He does.
He pitched a lot coming out of high school.
Sure did. 06, 7, 8. That pitch right in there for a strike to Dusty to even it up at 2-2. Threw plenty in 2005.
Yep.
That Royals team. As Oslin's 2-2 offering off speed bends in there for a strike. Dusty goes down looking. Froze him right there as Chase is settled into some kind of groove, Randy.
Yeah, and, you know, the Royals, I mean, you got to start talking in that dugout. We can't become complacent. We got to find a way to get another run or two and just make that lead a little bigger.
As Carter Thielen into the batter's box, Carter looks at a first pitch ball. Kind of that same, remember they had that early lead last year in state when they took on Dumont? That kind of dwindled away. 1-0 pitch to Thielen. Carter comes up empty. 1-1. Thielen today bounced out and struck out thus far.
I mean, you take what you're given.
1-1 pitch curls in there nicely from Chase Oslin.
And the Royals took the walks early on, Kirby. I mean, they only have four hits on the scoreboard. They're very fortunate to have six runs.
As the two-strike pitch to Thielen. Four hits on the board. Miller's got one with an RBI. Schmitz has one with two RBIs. Schrader has one with an RBI. As the pitch to Thielen missing high, Bacchus had that single up the gut. So all of their hits, they've made count because Adam ended up scoring. Three and two, says the scoreboard.
Wait, Oslin's going to the breaking ball a lot lately.
3-2 pitch, off speed, chopped foul by Carter.
It's about four or five straight curveballs.
Hook, hook, hook. 3-2 the count. Adam Bacchus on deck should Thielen extend the inning here. As Oslin ready. Payoff pitch to Thielen. Got him to Chase in another quick inning. Five strikeouts now out of the pen for Chase Oslin. He retires the Royals in order here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base after four and a half. It's Richmond 6 and Hinkley 2. On to the bottom of the fifth inning in a minute and a half on Chasm Radio.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream.
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No, hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville is serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it's so good their customers keep coming back for more. Open at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday and 9 on Saturday, you can enjoy your food and beverage in-house or take it to go. Bar Bingo is every Tuesday night at 6:30, and Queen Bee's is also licensed for off-site food and alcohol, so they'd be happy to cater your wedding, groom's dinner, birthday, anniversary, and more. Just call Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville and get the ball rolling. Phone 243-3975. That's 243-3975.
Bottom of the fifth here in Meesville. Jokula back out onto the rubber for Richmond. First pitch swung on and missed. Second pitch popped up, foul and out of play, deep down the right field line. Trevor Johnson, the two-hitter for Hinckley. It'll be Johnson, Isaac Hawes, and Corey Schmidt. As Jokula's two-strike offering, breaking ball missing low. Now 1-2. Runts, a surprise at all to see Jokula back out there?
I guess not. I'd give him the fifth yet. Give him the fifth, or at least give him a hitter. Is Nybar back in the bullpen?
He is down there.
Yep.
1-2 offering just off the corner right there to even it up at 2-2. Mm. 2-2 the count. Just missed right there for Jokula. His 2-2 offering cut on and missed. And out on strikes is Trevor Johnson. For Luke, strikeout number 3 and out number 1.
That's a big out for Jokula. In his whole psyche of just pitching on the mound here, getting that first out.
Psyche. You haven't talked to Luke in a while, have you?
No.
I feel like he's about as level-headed as they come out there as his first offering is off the plate to Isaac Hawes. Now, that's not to say that he's not thinking the game or anything like that, Runts. It's just I don't think he really gets rattled too much.
No, he's very calm, cool, collected.
1-0 pitch on the corner for a strike. If you can ride Fu Manchu for 8 seconds, standing on a mound pitching doesn't bug a guy too much, right?
That's correct.
1-1 offering, missing high for a ball. Now 2-1. Corey Schmidt on deck for Hinckley. They got two on the board. Do the Knights through 4 1/3 on that 2-run bomb by T.J. Johnson. Back in the second. 2-1 pitch. That's skied into deep right center field. Going back is Thielen. Carter will turn and make the catch on a back pedal. Almost overran it there, Randy, but he did put it away for a long and loud out number 2.
I mean, that's back by the 382 sign. Very, very long fly ball. Wow. And he's in the shadow already, and this is just a long fly ball, and Carter with great speed to get to it.
So two away, and this pitch is hit past a diving Bacchus on the ground by Corey Schmidt. Two-out knock right there for Hinckley. That is their 1-2-3-4th hit, and Schmidt punching that one through the left side.
He's a guy you struck out twice already.
Yeah. Well, I had him flying out in the second inning. You got him striking out?
Mm-hmm.
Wonder who was right. We'll have to go back to the tape.
Okay.
So two away, a man on, Sean Osmus into the batter's box. Jokula's first offering to Osmus, missing down and in for a ball. 1-0 the count. Jokula has gone the distance, 4 2/3 here for Richmond. As the left-hander set, a look at the runner at first. 1-0 pitch, missing right there. Now 2-0, Carter Thielen. In center field, gets to a catcher's crouch a little bit. Carter may be thinking that one got the knees. As Jokula, a couple looks over at first. His 2-0 offering. That is missing as well. Now 3-0, and Runts is not missing by a lot right now.
Wow.
Yeah. 3-0 the count. 3-0 pitch. That's missing low for a ball. And now Runtz gets interesting as you get two men on in a four-run game. But T.J. Johnson into the batter's box, and Blaine Ottman's going to think about some stuff right now.
Yeah, it's just crazy how an inning goes. You get the first two outs, and Corey Schmidt steps up to the plate, and he takes the first pitch, and he drills a single on you. Now you're forced to pitch out of the stretch, and you walk the next guy, and it's just a different ball game. Neibauer, he's popped out of the bullpen.
He's waiting for the signal.
Blaine talking with.
Seems like he was more talking to Cole there than he was Luke.
They're going to leave Luke in.
It'll be Jokula's game for now. As T.J. Johnson, he walked his last time up. His first time up, you've heard me say it, he didn't miss it. Hit one a long way. As runners at first and second here, two away. Jokula's first offering to Johnson. That gets knocked down by Schmitz. Cole won't have a play, and the runners all move up a bag. It's the wild pitch right there. You had said so, Randy, that it was only a matter of time. You keep dancing with the devil on those low pitches in the dirt. At some point, it was going to get past Cole.
Yeah.
Are they going to walk him right here?
It'd be an interesting call.
We're going to get a pinch runner out of the dugout. As coming off the field is Lucas Willis into run, number 32.
No, it would have been Osmus coming out.
Oh, yeah, Osmus coming out. I don't have a 32 on the lineup card here. So I don't know who that is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Right here.
Oh, there you go. Griffin Style will come out to run. So he's running for Osmus. The count is 1-0 to T.J. Johnson. Jokula has walked him earlier, and first is now open. As time called. Well, Schmidt's called time from behind the plate. 6-2 our score. Jokula set. His 1-0 offering, that is on the corner for a strike to T.J. Johnson, evening it up at 1-1.
That pitch has been a strike, and it has not been a strike today. That time it was, Kirby.
That's where it stinks. That's where you're going to look for some more consistency. Jokula's 1-1 pitch, off speed, that's hit in the air to center field and through. One run will score. The pinch runner getting the turn sign. Thielen's throw from the outfield is not in time. Off the glove of Schmitz. It's a two RBI single as T.J. Johnson clutches up again. He's got four RBIs for Hinckley, and it is now a 6-4 ball game.
Johnson took that pitch and drilled it right up the middle, and a strong throw by Carter Thielen. I don't know. Schmidt said he hung on to it, Kirby. I think his swipe still missed him.
Just a miss, or kind of that medium hop right there, medium hop from Thielen's throw to the outfield, and we will have a pitching change as Neibauer is going to come in to try to finish the fifth, and Ottman's probably going to ask for some more from Big Adam. We will take a timeout. Hinckley coming back after that six-run advantage Richmond had earlier, 6-4 right now. We'll be back with more state tournament action coming up in 1 minute on Chasm Radio.
Plattenberg's Processing in Richmond, family-owned and operated for over 100 years, producing some of Minnesota's finest-tasting home-style meats and sausages. Now's the perfect time to put Plattenberg's meats to the taste test. There's home-cured ham and bacon, breakfast sausage and links, smoked breakfast sausage, blood sausage, pork chops, pork roast, and much more. Plus, you can always pick up their famous wieners, bologna, beef roast, brats, pepper sticks, and other meat products at Richmond Food Pride. Deer hunters, Plattenberg's Processing will take your venison trimmings, too. All roads lead to Plattenberg's Processing in Richmond. Your tomorrow is important to Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can count on. As a proud Grinnell Mutual member, we'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
For over 70 years, you have come to depend on AM 1150 KASM Albany and on FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany and 24 hours a day on KASM Albany 107.7 FM, broadcasting from the Blattner Company Studio.
Back in Meesville, as to the pen go the Richmond Royals, Randy.
Yes, they do, and they bring in right-hander Adam Neibauer, the draftee from Farming. Adam, big, tall right-hander, 6'5", trying to shut down this rally by Hinckley in the fifth. Two runs in, runner on first, big lefty coming to the plate.
Tying run into the batter's box here as Neibauer's first offering to Lucas Willis is in there for a strike. As Jokela got the first two quickly here in the fifth on a strikeout and a flyout, single, walk, two RBI single, and that chases him from the game. There goes the runner. That pitch is popped up to deep left field. Adams goes back. Dusty will look up. That's off the scoreboard. The ball will come back into the infield. Bacchus, it actually got past Adam. It's an RBI double for Lucas Willis, cutting the Royal lead in half. It is now a 6-5 ball game. As Johnson scores all the way from first, Randy.
Hit and run, and your left-handed hitter takes it to left field and puts it off the wall, at the left field wall, not that far away. And, I mean, the hit and run, he scores from first, standing up. They missed the cutoff. Adam didn't get a decent throw. And so, yeah, 6-5, Curb.
Tying run into scoring position now as Neibauer's first offering is cross-up right there. Schmitz couldn't find it. He was anticipating that ball to break, and it ends up hitting him in the shoulder. So it's a passed ball, and the tying run over to third now for Lucas Willis. Pitch was called, the scoreboard said strike. Did they call strike on that?
That was in the dirt. I don't know if he checked, if there was a check swing on it, Kirby, or what.
Well, umpire says one strike.
0-1. So he must have gone around on like a check swing.
Now we see Adam Winkles, another Farming Flame, going down into the bullpen. As Neibauer's off-speed pitch, that's missing high. 1-1 the count. All this with two outs, much like the Royals in their four-run second inning. All that came with two outs. Jared Brennan, 0-for-2 on the day as he looks at a ball right there, moving our count to 2-1. As for the moment, six is enough, but that when Richmond scored that sixth run, Randy, I just thought to myself, I don't know if that's enough tonight. As this pitch chopped on the ground foul down the third base line, evening our count at 2-2.
The thing is, when you got six runs in the first two innings, you got to tell yourself that's never enough. You just got to keep adding on one here or there. And what Hinckley has done, Kirby, is they have brought in their draftee Chase Oslin, and he is pretty much quieted the Richmond bats.
Putting zeros up. Little loop, swoop, and pull issues for Willis over at third base. Lucas now has the cleat tied. Neibauer a strike away from getting out of Dodge here in the fifth. As the Farming right-hander, and time is called again. This one was pretty late.
I'm surprised he gave it to him.
Yeah.
He's picking at his eye like something was in his eye, but
still, now he's back into the batter's box. 2-2 the count. Neibauer set. He'll come home. 2-2 pitch hit on the ground towards Buddy at second. Kyle Fields, he'll flip over to Holthaus 4-3 to retire Jared Brennan to get out Hinckley here in the fifth, but they come back with three more, scoring three runs on two hits, no Richmond errors, and a big runner, tying runner, left on third base. New ball game, 6-5 our score, and we're on to the sixth inning. You'll hear it in a minute and a half right here on KASM.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with three locations to serve you better: New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slatted floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Phone them at 320-837-5288. 88 or check online at www.wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years. Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers.
Back in Meesville, 6-5 our score now, as it's five straights scored by Hinkley, and the Bacchus Royals leading things off as Adam looks at a first pitch strike from Chase Oslin. Oslin came on in relief in the second inning, walked a man, ended up giving up a single that inning, but for the most part, Randy, he's been pretty doggone good as Bacchus takes inside. Walked a guy in the fourth, three up, three down in the...
He has not given up a hit.
He hasn't given up a hit. Yeah.
Walked two.
As Oslin's pitch to Bacchus, popped up, fouling out of play.
We're hoping that reverse psychology, if we start talking about it, maybe that will help the Royals here.
Get the jinx going, huh?
Yep, exactly.
One and two the count. Bacchus, Elshire, Miller, 9-1-2 in the Royal order. As Bacchus pops this one up foul and straight back over our heads. Count stays one and two. One and two the count. Bucky Singleton scored in the second inning, struck out in the third. One for two on the day. As the 1-2 pitch off speed popped up into short center field. Out goes Schmidt at second. Corey makes the catch for a harmless out number one.
Yeah, Oslin's just got the Richmond hitters off stride, Kirby.
Back to the top of the order in Chase Elshire. Chase has reached twice, once on a walk, once on an error. That was that big error by Schmidt at second base. How big does that look now, Randy, as the first pitch from Oslin missing inside to Elshire?
It's huge for Richmond right now.
That would have got Hinkley out of that second inning with no runs on the board. Richmond puts four up after that as the 1-0 pitch missing down and in. Now 2-0. 2-0 the count as Oslin going to rub up a baseball a little bit. Playing here in the sixth inning with the Royals up by one. As the 2-0 pitch off speed, missing outside, now 3-0. Cam Miller in the on-deck circle for Richmond. As Chase Oslin. Rocks and fires. 3-0 pitch to Elshire. That is outside for a ball. Walking Chase, as Chase will walk for the second time, reaching base for the third time today. And Randy's favorite, leadoff hitters getting on.
Absolutely. Yeah, setting the table for two and three, hopefully.
Brings Cam Miller into the batter's box. Miller time with a RBI single in the second. He walked and scored in the first. Flew out to left in the fourth. One for two on the day for Miller. As the first offering to Cam, missing down and in. That's five wide in a row from Chase Oslin.
Ted Haas, the manager of Hinkley, Kirby, got to be really happy with what his relief pitcher's done so far.
Maybe a little too good, thinking should have started this guy maybe, but yeah. It's over now.
Yeah, and your first state tournament game, Kirby, you
start your guy.
Your pitcher. Yeah.
Start your guy.
Exactly.
Couldn't agree more. 1-0 pitch to Miller is high for a ball. Now 2-0.
That argument has taken place a lot over the years. It's like, hey, see your team. Go with the guy that got you there. And now we do see somebody pop off the bench.
Damon Rademacher, Princeton Panther. 2-0 pitch, missing outside. 3-0 to Miller, and that's seven straight outside of the zone from Chase Oslin. 3-0 the count. Miller, a automatic take sign right here. He's already walked today. As Oslin set at the belt, his 3-0 pitch, that's in there for a strike to move our count to 3-1 to number 31. There's one out here in the inning. 6-5 our score on your Sunday night. No, it's not John Miller and Joe Morgan on Sunday Night Baseball. It's Randy and Kirby tonight. As the 3-1 pitch to Miller, down and in, and he walks Elshire and Miller to get two men on for the Royals here in the sixth inning, and the batter will be Cole Schmitz.
This is exactly what the Richmond Royals want right now. They need their big catcher to come up huge here.
He came up big in the second inning with that two RBI single. As Oslin, he's got his sleeve pulled up a little now on his uniform. Alshire from second, Miller from first. The pitch to Schmitz right in there for a strike. Good fastball at the knees to Schmitz for strike one. Maybe the last one Cole will see. Fastball that is, as this pitch, big swing and a miss from Schmitz, and Cole's in a hole at 0-2.
Wow, he challenged him, Kirby, with back-to-back fastballs. I thought all Cole was going to see was that off-speed.
0-2 the count to the Richmond catcher. 1-for-2 on the day. Two men aboard here. One down in the sixth inning. Royals by a run at 6-5. Single elimination is the Class C version of the state tournament. Oslin, two-strike pitch to Schmitz, missing down and away. Good spot right there, Randy, trying to come back with that fastball just a little bit out of the zone, see if he'll chase. 1-2 the count. Oslin set. The right-hander, his 1-2 to Schmitz, off-speed, is laced foul down the left field line. Count will remain at 1-2.
Cole's eyes getting so big when that off-speed was coming, Kirby. That's why he was so far out in front of it.
Two men on here. The 1-2 offering to Schmitz. That's hit in the air, and that'll twist foul down the left field line as well. Count stays put at 1-2. He's one away here. Richmond with two in the first, four in the second, but three blanks on the board for the third, fourth, and fifth. We're playing here in the sixth inning. One-run game now. As Oslin, 1-2 pitch to Schmitz, hit on the ground towards third. Fielded at third. They go to second for one. Did Schmitz get there? He didn't. Miller beat him to the bag.
Wow.
Randy, Corey plays deep. You had mentioned that earlier, but with a double play scenario, I can't imagine he was all that deep. And everybody safe on the fielder's choice.
Cam Miller just hustling, and give him credit for hustling to second, Kirby, because when he slid in, Schmidt was just late getting there. It was like a half a step, but Cam made it.
So Sam Holthaus, the guy Randy wants to see connect, into the batter's box with the bases loaded. First offering from Oslin, missing low for a ball. Sam has walked, been hit by a pitch, and walked. 0-for-0 on the day for the Royal cleanup hitter. These are the guys you want up, Randy, when you get the guys on. Cloud jumps in front of the sun as the 1-0 pitch well outside, now 2-0.
You got to put something crooked up here in the sixth, Kirby. This is your golden opportunity with one out to make that goose egg look different.
2-0 the count. Alshire at third, he walked. Miller at second, he walked. Schmitz reaching on a fielder's choice. 2-0 pitch as Holthaus slashes that one foul, moving our count to 2-1. Oslin has faced Holthaus. He walked him in the fourth inning. 2-1 the count. One away. This pitch is missing inside now. 3-1.
That might have been a strike to a right-handed hitter.
Might have. This thing's got to about read Sam Holthaus on it for him to swing at this one, right?
Exactly.
Guy's had struggles with the zone as of late. He's already walked you. Unless it's right down or where you want it, I think you got to let this one go. The 3-1. Holthaus slashing this one to left. It is caught in left field. Alshire, with the throw coming in from left, will slide in safely. It's an RBI sack fly for Holthaus. Hit it hard, Randy. Got a run in, but right at Max Sickler.
Yeah, hit it at line drive. Right at that left fielder. He didn't have to move side to side. It was hit right at him. And, of course, he made a strong throw to home plate, Kirby, off his back foot. Alshire just sliding in front of it.
Justin Schrader, who hammered a ball earlier, draws a mound visit out of the dugout by the manager, Haas, as Miller didn't really have much of a chance there to advance, Randy, with the throw coming in kind of hard on a line by the left fielder, Sickler. So Cam stays put at second. It's first and second. Richmond does get a run back, knocking that lead back up to two now at 7-5.
Yeah, and I think Cam's good where he's at right now. I mean, a base hit, he'll score.
He'll score, yeah.
Those outfielders playing so deep the way it is. That
Schrader into the batter's box. Justin on the day. Bounced into a 4-6-3 double play that he hit very hard as Oslin starts him with a curveball for a strike. Then he tattooed an RBI double off the fence and right in the second. Flew out to short in the fourth. One strike the count. Two aboard yet for Richmond with two away as he pitched to Schrader. That is lifted behind the bag at third. Coming on. Now out at short. It's actually the left fielder calling and catching almost on a slide is Max Sickler. He makes the grab to retire Schrader and Richmond here in the sixth, but they add one, scoring one run on no hits. There were no Hinkley errors, two runners left on base. After 5.5, scoreboard now reads 7-5 in favor of Richmond onto the sixth in 90 seconds on Chasm Radio.
You want more from a compact utility tractor, and at Lake Henry Implement, you'll find more. More of the newest Massey Ferguson tractors, offering more versatility, more durability, and more performance. Stop by today and find out how Massey Ferguson is expanding the possibilities of what a great tractor can be and why Massey Ferguson will be the last tractor you'll ever need. Come see the Massey Ferguson compact and utility tractors at Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
The Greenwald Pub in Greenwald is the place for all your upcoming events, weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, bridal and baby showers, business meetings, and anything else. They will prepare the luncheon or meal to your liking for all events. They also do catering and rent out tables and chairs. For a large or small event, the Greenwald Pub will get it done right for you. Phone 987-3100 and talk to Jeff or stop in at the pub. Get your events booked for this year and 2023 at the Greenwald Pub. Good luck to all the area teams.
Imagine a world where going to the bank is more than just a chore. With Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's a place you can see people who have become like friends. It's where lending dreams come true. Saving is their superpower. And full-service banking for individuals, farmers, and businesses available to all. What more could you ask for? Find banking for believers at Farmers and Merchants State Bank, because friendly still counts. Visit fmpeers.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.